True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What up, everybody? We're going to get through this. I legitimately don't know how I'm going to get through the day without cursing. I'm going to do my best. Cluster Buster. Landfill, you're going to have to sit up this one. Be ready for the button, dog. B. Mitch is on vacation. Well earned. I believe it's his grandson's first birthday. I may have that incorrect, but he's down in Carolina for some well-deserved family time. We have Toby Altizer sitting in with us. Hello, Tobo. How you doing?
I mean, you sound fired up to be in this morning.
bro,
I mean, it is Friday, JP, so at least we got that going for us.
Dude, it's not... I want to be clear on like a number of things, right? That yesterday should have been like a true celebration in this city. And being at Tap 99 was dope. Like the vibe around opening day is always amazing. B's sent me this like opening day poem that was kind of beautiful. Opening day is incredible. And Mackenzie Gore goes out there dealing. You know, bleep the Phillies, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, it's the Shadows. Shut up. You struck out 13 times. Shut up. A lot of people need to shut up and in the greater Philadelphia area, okay? Listen, people in Philly hate me anyway. I don't give a rip this morning, okay? We're going to get through this. The Phillies didn't strike out 13 times in six innings because of the God. I got to stop saying that. You told me yesterday, Landfill. Because of the Shadows, okay? They struck out because Gore was freaking dealing.
I know I'm a day late. I know Bleep You Thursday is for Thursdays, but bleep you to all the people that were at Nats Park yesterday doing the stupid Eagles chant.
Yeah.
Go back to Philly.
Please, God. Go back to Philly.
Don't ever do that in D.C. Get out.
Yeah. All right. Toby's fired up this morning. He's got his hat on backwards. No lie. Have you ever seen Toby with a backwards hat on, Jeff? I don't think I've ever seen him with a backwards hat on.
It doesn't happen often.
I mean, we got pissed off Toby this morning. I'm rubbing off on him. So you have Gore dealing, and that's awesome. And then they kind of give everything up late, right? And they lose in extras, and that's okay. Here's where things got sideways for me. So I go to College Park. I'm in College Park. I talk to people that know things while I'm out there. And this Villanova Kevin Willard stuff's been going on for weeks, I find out. Weeks. As he's going down the stretch of the most important season Maryland's had. Also, lost in all of this, it's the best season Willard's ever had. Yo, Villanova, good luck. Good luck. This dude's made one Sweet 16 in 20 years. Oh, but, where's he been coaching? Shut up! You know that you can win wherever you go? You know that there are winners at McNeese State? And you know what VCU has done? For God, please. I'm not mad at Kevin Willard, okay? It's a dirty game, and he's playing it, and he played it well, and he's going to get a lot of money. And God bless him. This is America. The goal is to get all the money. That is truly the goal. Like that. I want to raise my family to do so. I want to make more money, right? Like, we could be honest in what is real okay? All Kevin Willard did is use the system to the best of his ability. But damn, there's a better way to do it.
Definitely.
There's a better way to do it. You weasel. Just straight up weasel. This has been going on for weeks, I found out yesterday. Weeks. Probably a month. What month is it? March? February, dog.
Yeah. You're taking away from just, the kids.
Dude, and you know what? Let's be honest about that, because we phrase these things in these Pollyannish terms. Oh, you're taking away from... They're mercenaries, dog. They're young, but they're mercenaries. They're like, Jacoby Gillespie's going to go to Tennessee. God bless him. I hope you get $2.5 million, man. Like, they're... I think Hoffman... I was listening to Hoffman yesterday as I was driving home from College Park. And I disagreed with a lot of what he was saying. But one thing I did agree with him on... This Kevin Willard thing hits me as an alum and hits people that are fans. The kids probably care the least because they're all going somewhere else too. Like, Derek Queen's going to the pros. Gillespie's going to Tennessee. Maybe Rodney Rice stays because he's from here. I wish nothing but the best for the kids. But, like, the kids are probably talking to, they all have agents where they're going next and how much money they're going to get. So the joke is on us, honestly. But the absolutely rudderless ship that is the leadership of the university, if anybody, yo, please, yo, send an email to the president of the University of Maryland, Jeff. Do it right now. Invite them on the show. I believe his name is Pines. President Pines. Open invitation. I'd be happy to discuss things with you. I will be cordial. Because right now you look like a joke. Sir, like, you're just letting this go down. You're just, I believe the word is feckless. Like, eat a blue chew. Stand up for yourself, man. Like, somebody over there, have some composure. Have some guts. Have some freaking guts. They're all spineless. And I know people that work in the athletic department. I know professors over there. I know there are people that care that would stand up. But what are we doing? None of them, no one is innocent in any of this. You did it, dude. Don't blame anybody else. Yo, the AD left. Fine. Bleep him. He left. This ain't on him. This isn't on the kids. This isn't on leadership. They may have messed up the negotiations, but you chose to take all that public. You chose for all that to be public, and that's 100% on you. Oh, I didn't talk to my wife. I didn't talk to my agent. You're lying. You are lying. You are lying. Stop lying. Stop making this a spectacle. The one thing you said, Toby, you know, it's unfair to the kids. The kids are lining up their next job. They're paid hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, to do this, right? Like, at some point, you stop being kids and you're professionals. We're all living in this fantasy land of amateur sports. This bleep ain't amateur anymore. If it ever was, it sure as hell isn't now, okay? So we have to, like, modernize our brains to some of this. At the same time, man, I said this. I had friends over to watch a game. I couldn't be in public. I thought Maryland played a really good first half, and I was proud of the team to respond. To undoubtedly, yo, they got phones. They got Twitter. They got Instagram.
They know what's going on.
Everybody knows what's going
on.
Second half of that game, they just get completely smoked. And it's very hard for me to believe, in some capacity, Kevin Willard wasn't just mentally checked out. And he may deny that till the day he dies, and he has every right to, but perception's reality, dog. You created all this. You know who did it right? Will Wade, who by all accounts is kind of a sleazebag, but he was like, yo, I'm leaving, but I'm going to coach the hell out of these boys till I leave. If that's the case, go that route. Or there's another route. Say nothing. You're like, dude, I'm not talking about any of that. None of this was public until he made it all public. Nobody. I was there Selection Sunday. Nobody was talking about Villanova. Nobody. I talked to Kevin Willard. I shook Damon Evans' hand. That was 3 weeks ago. Like, all these people knew exactly what they were doing the whole freaking time. Yet he's the one that decided to take everything nuclear. You nuked your own season, dude. Now, let's be honest about a few more things. Because if we're going to do any one thing, it's we're going to be honest on this program. Kevin Willard's lying last night, not knowing what he's going to say. He said the exact same stuff to the Seton Hall family when he was leaving them to come here. I mean, the reality is just Seton Hall doesn't have the eyeballs and attention that a Big Ten school in a major market like Maryland does. Just people kind of ignored that. Like, oh, of course he's going to leave Seton Hall for Maryland. He's just doing the same stuff. The reality that we all need a dose of honesty with, like, whether Willard was staying or leaving. Gary Williams, the best coach Maryland ever had. Florida might have kicked the Terps' ass if Gary Williams was coaching last night. Like, Florida's just really good.
Yeah.
And the way they played in the second half, like, I don't want to undercredit the Gators for what they did in the second half because they were great. And that is a part of this. For the people in Philadelphia, for the people of Villanova, good luck. Like, dude, I don't know. Number 8 on here, Landfill. Yo, shout out to the producers. They gave me audio saga here. I don't know that I'm going to play any of it because I play number 6 for me. Let's start there. Play it again. Play it like 8 times. My soul.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Oh, buddy. I hypothetically have quit smoking for a while now. I could go for a heater. Anybody got a pack of Parliaments? I quit Landfill. If a pack of Parliaments arrived in here right now, I'm just saying. Maybe like an ice cold Heineken. Is it too early, you think, Max?
It's a Friday. It's
give me the booing one more time. Own hotel, going to a Sweet 16 game. And don't blame anybody else for that. You created it. You created that. You could have avoided all this. That is your creation. Play it again, Landfill. The band is playing the fight song song, and they're booing you walking out. I'm going to try to calm down. The band is playing the fight song, and they're booing his bald ass as he walks out. And I would bet, Landfill, I got $100 on it. He doesn't shave his head because he thinks it's cool. He shaves his head because he's bald. Bald, Jerry. Sorry, Jeff. No shots. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about this is college sports has become a joke in the way that everything is set up. But Kevin Willard brought all this on himself by airing out dirty laundry. There's a way to go about this. I understand that you want change. I understand that you want all these different things in the program. But I get sometimes things have to get messy, but there are ways to go about it. And Kevin Willard decided to go the low road on the athletic director, on the entire University of Maryland. And I'm not saying that they don't deserve some of the blame, but he's the one that brought all this to the forefront, to your point. And so it's just incredibly horrible of a look for Maryland that they're in the Sweet 16. They're a fun team. Everybody's wearing Crab 5 t-shirts around the DMV. And instead of talking about Derek Queen, instead of talking about Juju Reese, instead of talking about Rodney Rice and breaking all this stuff down, the entire time going into it, Nats opening day is yesterday. It should have been a celebration for the Nationals and for the Terps in the Sweet 16 right after. Instead, it's, is Willard going? Do we want Willard back? How much do we hate Willard? Does it even matter? It's a Sweet 16 game against Florida with a chance to keep on rolling with the team with the best starting five in the entire nation, and we didn't talk about that once because Kevin Willard deprived everyone of that. Not only did he screw the kids, he screwed the fans, he screwed the program, he screwed the university, and so screw you to Kevin Willard, right? Like, I just don't understand how anyone can support him. And to your point, if I'm Villanova and I'm seeing this whole saga, what's to make me think that in 3 or 4 years I'm not going to have the same thing for him to leave for who knows where?
Well said, Tobo. Well said, buddy. The University of Maryland's not here. Like, that administration, the only apt analogy I could use, I can't say on air. What is a good analogy for messing up something that is a lot of fun? Because what they do is, Landfill, imagine you met someone who was into you and wanted to go to a private place to talk further. They'd get stuck in the elevator. Like, they just can't get anything done over there. All they can do is let fewer in-state students in and build more buildings, right? Like, from an athletic standpoint, their head is so far up their ass, it's coming out their throat. Like, they're a human pretzel, right? So I want to be clear, and please, if should someone over there disagree with me, I'd love to have a conversation. I'll give you the hotline number. I'll give you my personal cell. I'm available. Plenty of people over there know my personal cell because they keep texting me. However, this is the world we live in. And you know what? Maryland's going to be all right. Sun's going to come up tomorrow. They're going to hire somebody. I heard Buzz Williams. I don't know why the hell you'd leave Texas A&M to come here. Maybe you like traffic. I don't know. Apparently, College Station might suck from what I understand. But I've said I'd be very happy with Dwayne Simpkins. You know what? That job might require somebody that understands that place.
Sure.
Because Turgeon ain't an East Coast guy. I really like Mark. I know him a little bit. He's not built for the Viper Pit that is College Park. Willard's built for it, but just decided to back off it. And there is a school of thought. I was also told this yesterday. And we mentioned this earlier in the week, that as this revenue share model is coming to college sports, oh my God, I want to kill myself. As this revenue share model is coming to college sports, that Big East teams might have a serious advantage because there's no football that they have to compete with for the money. And someone told me yesterday that you could fast forward 5 years and the three best jobs in America might be UConn, St. John's, Villanova, the big money Big East schools, right? And Danny Hurley ain't going anywhere.
No.
And Patino's going to coach till he's dead. So this might be the only time Villanova comes open. And if you subscribe to that theory, then you got to make this move. And again, I'm not I'm not mad at Willard for making a move. You want to go to Villanova? Go to Villanova.
No, I mean, you're not mad. It's the same way. Are you going to be mad that Derek Queen goes to the NBA draft?
No,
are you going to be mad
that
Gillespie's going to go to Tennessee?
No.
Like, no.
That's the world we're
that's,
in,
that's
man.
That's college sports now. But the way that you go about doing these things matters. And the way that Kevin Willard went about leaving for Villanova, which is all but a foregone conclusion that we'll find out later today, is the worst way possible to do it. Like, you could not come up with, if you're coming up with PR for Kevin Willard, if you're working on his PR team, and you're trying to find the worst possible way to leave Maryland
Dog,
for Villanova.
If he has a PR person, you need to fire that person.
but if you were trying to write out, what's the worst possible way I can leave the Terps to go become a Wildcat, it's exactly what he did. It's exactly what he did. Just alienate everybody in the Maryland fan base. Make everybody so frustrated with you that you're leaving for a Sweet 16 game that everyone should be thrilled about because the Terps are a fun team to watch and they're playing in the Sweet 16 and you're getting booed on the way out.
Give it to me one more time, Lampo.
That's such a tough scene, man.
I believe that's my boy Rudy Gerson doing the booing. Let me try to identify the boo. That brings me some level of solace. I don't know the how or why, and perhaps that is indicative of how difficult the Maryland job is, right? Because there's probably, you know, more folklore in Iowa State or I don't know, Kansas, whatever. Like,
let's be real.
Like,
if anyone did this anywhere, they would get bad reaction. Obviously, it might be a little bit more in Maryland, but if you did this same crap in Iowa, they're still going to be so mad at what you're doing. So this is the sleaziest thing that Willard could have done, the way that he went about it. It's not what he did. It's how he did it.
Boo us to break, Landfill.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.